Here are today's contestants. A playwright from Louisville, Kentucky, Steve Moles. A scheduler planner from Memphis, Tennessee, Diana Smith. And our returning champion, a customer service representative from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Chris Proof, whose one day cash winnings total $37,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. What was shaping up to be a bit of a downer last week because of incorrect responses in Final Jeopardy and low scores was saved on Friday because all three players came up with the right response in Final, and Chris wound up winning a ton of money. That's a trend I would like to see continue today. So good luck to all three of you. Here we go now into the Jeopardy round, which today features these six categories. The 2019 Time 100. Ah. Deliver the letter. Pop and rock music. Science. Each correct response will begin with the letter C. That's followed by Halloween traditions. How appropriate. Just give us the candy. Chris, start.
Let's go science for two, please.
Both the cerebrum and this, with a name meaning little brain, are composed of two hemispheres. Chris?
What is the cerebellum?
That's it.
Science for four, please.
This term is also used to describe the tiniest lymph and bile vessels. Chris again.
What are capillaries?
Yeah.
Science for six, please.
These clouds, whose names begin with C-U, were identified in 1802 and are associated with nice weather. Diana.
What is cumulus?
Good.
Science for 800.
This connective tissue is largely made from collagen. And that would be cartilage. Diana, back to you.
Let's finish science for 1,000.
Larger than a pebble, this rock type used in roads tops out at 256 millimeters in particle size. And the C this time comes up in the word cobble, cobblestone. Diana, let's go somewhere else.
Okay, let's try pop and rock music for 200.
This Hotel California band first came together to back Linda Ronstadt at a concert at Disneyland. Steve.
Who are the Eagles?
You're on the board now.
I'll take Pop and Rock for 400.
Oddly, female rapper Megan Peet calls herself Megan the this word for a male horse. Chris.
What is stallion?
Yep.
Let's try Pop for six, please.
In 2019, this five-letter rap and R&B artist had the juice to be nominated for Best New Artist at the VMAs. Diana.
Who is Lizzo?
Yeah.
Pop and Rock for 800.
In 2019, Madonna performed at, but did not compete in, this international song competition. Chris.
What is Eurovision?
You got it.
And Pop for 1,000, please.
This Jackson Brown album about life on the road was recorded on stage, backstage, in hotel rooms, and on a tour bus. And the album was running on empty. Chris, go again.
Let's try Time for 200, please.
When our country needed someone to untangle Russian election interference, he served again. Steve.
Who was Mueller?
Yeah.
I'll take Time for 400.
This actress is primed to be one of Marvel's next big leaders at a time when women are breaking ceilings in all spaces. Steve.
Who was Brie Larson?
She's the one.
I'll take Time for 600.
Mitch McConnell wrote of the impartial jurisprudence of this successor to Anthony Kennedy. Steve again.
Who is Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
I'll take Time for 800.
Robert Downey Jr. called this Egyptian-American actor a testament to hard-working immigrants raising their kids right. Diana.
Who is Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Let's go with Halloween traditions for 200.
A Celtic tradition of using hollowed-out turnips with candles inside led to these distinctive and larger Halloween gourds. Chris.
What are pumpkins?
No. Steve.
What are jack-o'-lanterns?
Yes, that's it. And that takes you up to 1,600 into a tie with Chris, and it takes us into this break. We'll come back in a moment. Steve Moles is from Louisville, Kentucky. He's been married for 5 years, and you and your wife do a lot of things together.
Yes, that's right.
You write plays together?
We do write plays together. We've written three plays together, and we share a theater company together, and
So you get along really well, even though you have many disagreements about how the plot should go and develop?
It all feeds into the marriage, which is very great. Diana's amazing.
Okay, good for you. Diana Smith,
yes.
Not Diana married
no.
to him. You taught English in Japan?
I sure did. I taught for 2 years after graduating college.
And then?
And then I came to the U.S. to teach Japanese.
All right, nice to have you with us. Chris Prue is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And as a child, it says here, he almost ran into... Not a group of moose, like a herd of moose?
A small family of moose.
Yeah.
A mother and two calves. Was playing a game like tag while summer camping, tripping through Algonquin Park, and missed a terrible pedestrian accident by maybe a second.
Oh, gosh, yeah. All right, we get back into it with Steve, who makes the next selection.
2019, time for 1,000.
The chimpanzee research she began at age 26 in Tanzania ended up changing behavioral science forever. Chris.
Who is Jane Goodall?
You are right.
Halloween traditions 4, please.
It said these two colors trace back to the festival of Samhain, one representing death and the other the autumn harvest. Chris.
What are orange and black?
Good.
Halloween for 6.
The first time the White House was decorated for Halloween was in 1958 when she, Ike's better half, hung owls and goblins. Diana.
Who is Mamie Eisenhower?
She's the one.
Halloween for 800.
Answer there, the Daily Double in this round. All right, you're just a shade off the lead.
Let's do 1,000.
Okay. This no-hands Halloween game may be related to the Roman celebration of the goddess Pomona.
What is bobbing for apples?
You got it. Just like that. You're in the lead.
Halloween 4,000.
This 20th Century Performers Museum in Scranton, Pennsylvania, features an online seance every Halloween. Steve.
Who is Houdini?
He's the one.
Deliver the letter for 200.
A 2.0 GPA. Steve.
What is a C?
Yeah.
For letter for 400.
Have a grand time with this Roman numeral for 1,000. Steve.
What is M?
Yeah.
Deliver the letter for 600.
Friends of the King of Rock and Roll sometimes called him by this single letter. Steve.
What is E?
E, yeah.
Letter for 800.
The setting of an adjustable lens aperture is a this stop. Chris.
What is an F stop?
Correct.
Letter for 1,000, please.
It comes before value to indicate the strength of evidence in some experiments or before hacking if data are manipulated. Steve.
What is P?
P for probability, yeah.
Candy for 200.
This candy melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Diana.
What are M&Ms?
Correct.
Candy for 400.
Nobody better lay a finger on this crispity, crunchity candy bar I've been saving. Diana.
What is Butterfinger?
Stay away from mine.
Candy for 600.
These everlasting jawbreakers sold under the Wonka label change colors and flavors as you eat them. Steve.
What are Gobstoppers?
Yep.
What is candy for 800?
At work, rest, or play, you get 3 great tastes in this galactic goodie. Diana.
What is Milky Way?
Yep, and now the last clue. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Better get one of each of these, just to be sure. Steve?
What is,
Oh, it's not coming. Chris?
What are Mounds and Almond Joy?
That is right, and that takes you to 4,800, just a shade off the lead. All three of you, though, off to a very good start. Steve, you'll go first when we come back after this. Happy to see that all three players have gotten off to a good start. It's a close match. Steve, you select first, though, in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. History on film, Greek Isles, the 20th century, pen names, exercise, and finally, we deal with crossword clues Y. Each correct response, of course, beginning with that letter. Off you go.
History on film for 2000.
All right. Luc Besson's The Messenger, set during the Hundred Years' War, is subtitled The Story of Her. Steve.
Who is Joan of Arc?
Correct.
History for 1600.
Among this 1995 Oscar-winning film's less historically accurate moments, the Battle of Stirling Bridge is fought in a field. Chris.
What is Braveheart?
That's it.
History for 12, please.
Here's Woody Harrelson with the clue.
In a new historical film, I play Admiral Nimitz, who made the decision to defend this island, also the title of the movie, leading to a U.S. victory that turned the tide of the war in the Pacific.
Steve.
What is Midway?
Midway is right, and Woody stars in that film, and it opens next week. Thanks, Woody, for doing the clue for us. Steve, back to you.
History for 800.
In American Made, it's the 1980s, and Tom Cruise is flying guns to these Nicaraguans battling the Sandinistas. Chris.
Who are the Contras?
Correct.
20th century for 4.
This president submitted his draft of the Covenant for the League of Nations on February 14th, 1919. Steve?
Who is Wilson?
He's the one.
20th century for 2000.
He became King of Spain in 1975 and helped the country transition to democracy after Franco's dictatorship. Chris?
Who is Juan Carlos?
Yes.
20th century 16.
Kenya's first president, Jomo Kenyatta, carried a fly whisk, a symbol of wealth, indicating you kept your horses safe from these flies. Diana.
What are tsetse flies?
Yeah.
20th century for 1200.
Made when she was 23, Merritt Oppenheim's 1936 furry teacup is a landmark of this art movement. Diana.
What is Dada?
No. Chris.
What is Dadaism?
No. What is surrealism? Back to you, Diana.
20th century for 800.
After Bobby Thompson's 1951 shot heard round the world, this team won the pennant. This team won the pennant. Steve.
Who were the Giants?
Yes.
History for 400, please.
Watergate security guard Frank Wills played himself at the beginning of this 1976 film. Steve.
What is All the President's Men?
That's it.
Crossword clues why for 2000.
Mighty ash tree at the center of Norse creation myths. 9 letters. Diana.
What is Yggdrasil?
Yes.
Crossword clues for 16.
A real busybody. 5 letters. Diana.
What is a yenta?
Yes.
Crossword clues 1200.
Adjective for workmanlike service. 6 letters. Diana again.
What is yeoman?
Good.
Crossword for 800.
Avian slang for a convict. 8 letters. Chris.
What is a yard bird?
You got it.
Crossword for 4, please.
Seinfeldian term for etc. 3 words, 4 letters each. Chris.
What is yada, yada, yada?
Yeah.
Exercise for 4, please.
Many consider cast iron to be the original type of this gym weight that has an attached handle. Now, ring in. Chris.
What is a dumbbell?
Nope. Diana.
What is a barbell?
Nope. Has a handle? It's a kettle bell. Back to you, Chris.
Exercise for 8, please.
Contrology is the former name of this exercise discipline created by and named for German gymnast Joseph. Diana.
What is Pilates?
Yeah.
Pen names for 400.
In England, the gravestone for Charles Lutwidge Dodgson mentions this pen name in parentheses. Better known as Lewis Carroll.
Oh.
Diana.
Try pen names for 800.
Answer there. Daily double. It's a close game, but you're in the lead now.
Let's do 1200.
Okay. A perfect spy could tell you it's the pen name of the British novelist born David John Moore Cornwell.
Who is Ian Fleming?
Oh, no. Who is John Le Carré? John Le Carré. You drop a bit. Go.
Greek Isles, 400.
Today, mostly an archaeological site, Delos is the legendary birthplace of this Greek god of the sun and music. Chris.
Who is Apollo?
Yes.
A Greek Isles for 8.
A statue in a museum on the island of Kos depicts this native son and father of medicine. Steve.
Who is Hippocrates?
Yes.
I'll take Greek Isles for 1200.
Answer there. The other daily double. And you are now in the lead. And only $800 separates you from Chris in third place.
3,000.
Okay. For 200 years, the Knights Hospitaller ruled this island. that was formerly occupied by an over 100-foot-tall colossal statue.
What is Rhodes?
Rhodes is right.
Greek Isles for 16.
Scorpios was once owned by this Greek shipping magnat, and it's where he and Jackie married in 1968.
Steve. Who is Onassis?
Yes.
Greek Isles for 2000.
The famous winged victory statue of this island was discovered in 1863. Diana.
What is Nike?
No. Chris.
What is Samothrace?
Say it again.
Samothrace?
No. You added a letter. It's not salmon, it's Samothrace. Samothrace. Steve, back to you.
Pen names for 12.
Erica Leonard wrote Twilight fan fiction under the name Snow Queen's Ice Dragon and the 50 Shades books under this name. Steve.
Who is James?
E.L. James, yes.
Pen names for 16.
She's from Antigua, but longtime New Yorker writer Elaine Potter Richardson uses the pen name This Island Kincaid. Steve.
What is Jamaica?
Yeah.
Pen names for 2.
Since 1930, titles credited to this Nancy Drew author have included The Bungalow Mystery and, more recently, Crime at the Chat Cafe. Diana.
Who is Carolyn Keene?
Good.
Exercise for 1200.
This Chinese martial art has been called meditation in motion. Balance is important in its series of fluid movements. Diana.
What is Tai Chi?
Yeah.
Exercise for 16.
At a CrossFit gym, AMRAP stands for this, and the higher the number, the better. What is as many reps as possible? Now let's take a look at the last clue. This alphanumeric fitness regimen uses the advanced science of muscle confusion. And that would be P90X. All right, it's still, well, a relatively close game. It's not a runaway. But let's see what happens in final. Here it comes, the category. 19th century America. The clue will be revealed, of course, when we come back.
In this spooky Geico commercial, the mannequins are having one of these events, also made famous by Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
The game was kind of even until the latter stages of Double Jeopardy when Steve moved forward very nicely. 19th century America is the category for final, players. Here's your clue. Before its official opening on May 24th, 1883, Emily Roebling became the first person to cross it in a carriage. 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's work our way down the line, starting with our champion, Chris Prue. He had 7,200, and he wrote down the correct response. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? He will add, I hope, something, 6,200. That takes him up to 13,400 and into second place at the moment. Diana, over to you now. Brooklyn Bridge, we find it. And you add 3,400. That takes you into second place with 14,000. Steve? Played nicely in the latter stages there. Did you come up with the Brooklyn Bridge? Ah, you did. You're going to be the new champ. But how much money will you have to take home? 3,801 more there. That's 21,201. Great game, players. Fantastic way to start the week. Really liked it. Hope you did, too. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
When fingertips get cracked, there's Gold Bond Cracked Skin Relief. Precisely fills cracks. 94% saw noticeable improvement. Gold Bond Cracked Skin Relief.
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. And it's odor-free and pharmacist recommended. Garlic.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.